This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba highlights the impact of climate change on developing countries in Raisina Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi, stresses the need for collective cooperation to minimize the effects. Police seize foreign currencies worth over 250 million rupees from Tokha of Kathmandu. Parliamentary Committee begins clause-wise deliberation on school education bill. And Russian President Vladimir Putin agrees to pause Ukraine energy attacks but no full ceasefire. Now the news in detail. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has highlighted the impacts of climate change on developing countries and stressed the need for collective cooperation to minimize its effects. Addressing a session on climate change yesterday at the 10th edition of the Raisina Dialogue 2025 organized by the Ministry of External Affairs of India in New Delhi, Minister Rana highlighted the current situation of climate change and its impact on Nepal, stating that the country is currently at the forefront of climate change consequences. She reiterated Nepal's advocacy for climate justice on international platforms, stressing that its impacts are not limited only to mountainous countries but the entire world. Minister Rana also called for collective efforts to address the climate issue. In the meantime, Minister Rana held several high-level meetings on the sidelines of the Raisina Dialogue 2025. Minister Rana held a meeting with Ukrainian Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha and discussed ways to further strengthen Nepal-Ukraine relations. Minister Rana urged Sybiha to facilitate the release of 7 Nepali nationals currently held as prisoners of war by Ukrainian soldiers. Sybiha assured Dr. Rana that the release of the prisoners would be expedited after completing the necessary legal procedures. On a positive note, both Nepal and Ukraine signed an agreement on visa exemptions for holders of diplomatic, official and service passports. Likewise, in a meeting with Ricky Gill, Special Assistant to the U.S. President for National Security Affairs and Senior Director for South and Central Asian Affairs at the National Security Council, they discussed a wide range of issues, including the strengthening of Nepal-U.S. relations. She also requested Gill's assistance in facilitating the release and repatriation of Nepali citizen Bipin Joshi, who is believed to be held captive by Hamas. Similarly, Minister Rana also met with Moldova's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Mihai Popsoi, focusing on enhancing Nepal-Moldova relations and expanding bilateral cooperation. Minister Rana also held a meeting with her Indian counterpart S. Jaishankar yesterday. Writing on her social media account, ex-minister Dr. Rana has termed the meeting as a highly fruitful interaction. Minister Rana mentioned that the two leaders took stock of bilateral ties, discussing ongoing engagements across sectors and identifying avenues for enhancing people-to-people and diplomatic exchanges. The minister also appreciated India's neighborhood first policy and conveyed Nepal's continued prioritization of relations with India. The Kathmandu Valley Crime Division has seized foreign currencies worth over 250 million rupees. A team from the division arrested 43-year-old Kusang Lama from Bhotekosi rural municipality in Sindhu Palchok. The team intercepted the vehicle at Chor in Tokha, municipality of Kathmandu, and discovered the currencies hidden in a false compartment beneath the driver's seat. He was found in possession of a container filled with foreign currencies, including US dollars and euros. In a press conference yesterday, the division revealed the arrestee and the seized amount. Lama has been handed over to the Department of Revenue Investigation for further investigation under the Foreign Exchange Law. Clause-wise deliberations have begun on the school education bill. Education, Health and Information Technology Committee of the Federal Parliament has begun discussions on the preamble of the bill from yesterday. During the discussion, Education Minister Vidya Bhattarai said that the preamble of the bill should include the essence of compulsory and free education. The Education Minister viewed that the bill would play an important role in improving school education. During the discussion, committee member Deepa Sharma emphasized the need to make school education practical. The probe committee formed to investigate the balloon explosion incident that occurred during the inauguration ceremony of Pokhara Visit Year 2025 in Pokhara has submitted its report to Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak yesterday. According to the Home Ministry, in the report, the committee has suggested the need for the VIPs themselves to be sensitive in such events to discourage the tendency of prioritizing publicity over safety, completely ban the use of flammable materials in stage events, and hold formal ceremonies only after a risk assessment. Receiving the report, Minister Lekhak has directed Home Ministry's Secretary Gokarnamani Duwadi to implement the recommendations of the report. During the inauguration ceremony of the Pokhara Visit Year, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel and Mayor of Pokhara Dhanraj Acharya were injured. Following the incident, the Home Ministry formed an 8-member investigation committee led by the Chief District Officer of Kaski, Bharat Mani Pandey. Chairperson of the CPN Maoist Center, Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda, has emphasized the importance of a thorough review before proceeding with any amendments to the Constitution. Speaking at the People's Cultural National Award 2025 ceremony yesterday, Leader Dahal stated that any constitutional amendment process should move forward only after extensive consultation and consensus. He also made it clear that any attempts to undermine the political achievements secured through the people's struggles and sacrifices would not be accepted. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin has rejected an immediate and full ceasefire in Ukraine, agreeing only to halt attacks on energy infrastructure following a call with US President Donald Trump. According to the BBC, the Russian leader declined to sign up to the comprehensive month-long ceasefire that President Trump's team recently worked out with Ukrainians in Saudi Arabia. President Putin said a comprehensive truce could only work if foreign military aid and intelligence sharing with Ukraine came to an end. Ukraine's European allies have previously rejected such conditions. In the grinding 3-year war, Russia has recently been taking back territory in its Kursk region that was occupied by a Ukrainian incursion 6 months ago. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudar Pashchim province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the parts of the country today. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly region of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudar Pashchim province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba highlights the impact of climate change on developing countries in Raisina Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi, stresses the need for collective cooperation to minimize the effects. Police seize foreign currencies worth over 250 million rupees from Toka of Kathmandu. Parliamentary Committee begins clause-wise deliberation on school education bill. And Russian President Vladimir Putin agrees to pause Ukraine energy attacks but no full ceasefire. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.